Okay, Darren Murphy, a disappointing night. And it was a strange game, really, because Hearts played really well in the first half, but just never really got going after half time.
Yeah, as you said, it probably was that game of two halves. Well, not a complete game of two halves, but the first half we were very dominant. We created a lot of chances. We got ourselves into good areas. Maybe decision making in the final third at times wasn't great, but we did create chances. And look, we were disappointed to come in 0-0 at half time. We tried to let the players know that, you know, it would be a different Wexford coming out the second half. And to be fair to Wexford, they came out and they put us under a bit of pressure. They started really well in the second half, and it probably took us 20-25 minutes to get into the second half. And then when they went 1-0 up through Dobbs, which was, by the way, a fantastic finish from them, but that then sort of sparked us back into life. And then we created a few half chances near the end of the game. But look, hugely disappointed with the result. Didn't think over the course of the 90 minutes that we deserved to lose the game. I thought we had done enough to certainly get something out of the game, but sometimes football can be cruel. And, you know, I was trying to think back over the course of the 90 minutes. I think Wexford had three attempts in our goal. Tim made two saves, one in the first half, one in the second, and then obviously the one that falls to Dobbs inside the box, and he showed the quality that he has.
Yeah, their goalkeeper made a good save from a free kick right at the start of the game. If you remember, it was Ryan Flood's free kick, and you know, you thought at that stage Harps had started so well, it wasn't going to take too long, but it just didn't happen, did it?
Just didn't happen. We spoke to the players in there, and we said the same thing. That's probably been the story of our season to date. You know, we have been in games, we've got ourselves in the good areas, but we've been unable to get ourselves over the line and get that goal that breeds confidence. You know, we spoke to the players, we've defended our own 18-yard box well at times, but when you allow teams to constantly maybe put you under pressure, eventually maybe the door's going to open. Yeah. And that's what seems to be happening to us. But when we put teams under pressure like we did for the first 45 minutes tonight and did create the chances that we did, we just don't seem to have that killer instinct in the final third. And that's something that, you know, hopefully we'll be able to address in the window coming here in July.
Yeah, because I know you were saying it in a previous interview, it was a very young front line that finished the game for you, wasn't it? You, a couple of boys coming off the bench, and in fairness, they did bring a wee bit of life to your front line, but it still weren't able to find that goal.
I think you'll probably maybe go a long way. I'm not 100% on age, like, but I think you had a 16-year-old and maybe two 17-year-olds or an 18-year-old through in there. So, yes, a very young front line who all have got pace and all have got different attributes, but you look, in an ideal world, you'd like to sort of try and blood them in and out of the team. Yeah. But all the young kids we have at the moment, the ones that are in the academy and coming through, are having to learn on their feet. And, you know, it can be a steep learning curve. It certainly can. But look, they work hard, they listen, they learn. The fans have been brilliant with them. I think the majority of the fans have understood what we're trying to do. We are now hopefully going to try and bring them in some help, because they need help. You know, they need a bit more experience around them, and they need time to learn. You know, as you're a young player, you probably need to be took out of the firing line the odd time to rest, recover, recoup, and then go again. So, you know, I know the gaffer's working extremely hard, and I know we've already made five additions to the squad come the 1st of July, but I'm sure that won't be the end of it. I'm sure there'll be a few more fresh faces through the door.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Harps fans will be happy to hear that. And you played not a pre-season friendly, but perhaps it was a pre-season friendly for Larne the other week. I think you've got one lined up against Cliftonville as well, going by my fixtures that are firing up on my computer. So that gives you an opportunity to give those boys a run as well. I know you're seeing them in training, and you have been impressed by what you've seen.
Yes, been very impressed. You know, again, they are young players, but they're young players that have of experience of senior football. Like I spoke about Dixie. You know, Dixie's had a lot of senior experience at Ballinamallard. You know, he was Ballinamallard's leading goal scorer last year. So he comes into the team, he's a threat in the final third. He's looked really lively in training. He actually scored the goal in Larne. Right. You know, so Tony McNamee played in the game in Larne as well. A midfield player that wants to get in the ball, which again will help your back four when you have somebody shown to get on the ball. So Stephen Dockery, again, another young player who was here then, has obviously went to Durgview and played quite a number of games at Durgview. So there still are young players. You know, Dixie's only 20, but he's played close to 100 games at senior football. So now we're trying to get that blend of still the youthful energy that we want in the team, but with a wee bit more experience. And then obviously we've looked a wee bit further afield for certain individuals to play in certain positions as well. And at the moment we've been able to secure Matty and Scott, but as I say, hopefully over the next two or three days or the next week or so, that there might be another maybe two, three fresh faces into the squad.
Right then, and to finish up then, Darren, that game tonight, next week it's Waterford, then the new guys can play because it'll be July the 1st, the day after the Waterford game. You have two home fixtures then, and hopefully you can find a victory, because Harps have only managed 1-1 at home this season, which is probably not the kind of statistic that we expected, is it?
No, actually, when we're starting off at the start of the year, myself and Dave, we were probably hoping that, you know, the young players would rise to the occasion at times, and the new squad would rise to the occasion to the passionate fans that we have, because they certainly are passionate and they certainly drive them on. But we've only been able, as you said, to secure that one victory at home. We've had opportunities where we maybe should have had a few more. I think back to the Cove game or Treaty game. We were 2-0 up at half time. We probably should have got ourselves over the line. We didn't. There's been other games where we've drew, where, you know, we've missed opportunities, and we've been able to pick up 4 wins away from home. So yeah, you know, it's a hard one to work out. But, you know, definitely as a coaching staff, and I know the manager himself as well, one of the targets that we really want to try and set in the second half of the season, and as soon as the window opens, is a better home record. You know, I'll not shy away from it, and the gaffer's certainly not shy away from it. You know, we'll always be approachable, and we'll always answer the questions that have to be answered. But sometimes when players go out onto the big green pitch and cross the white line, they have to rise to the occasion. I've said it before in interviews, and I'll say it again, I would have loved to have played here as a player. I really would. To have that backing as a player, it should drive you on to be successful. And our young players need to start, you know, sucking that support onto the pitch and driving themselves forward, because being here the period of time that I've been here, what I've noticed very quickly is that the Donegal people want people to play for the jersey and show effort and commitment. And I think when you've got the backing that you have from the supporters at Finn Harps, that should be easy for our players. But at the moment, some just are finding it difficult. And, you know, it's not as if it's been one game. You know, we've had maybe 9-10 games at home. So if they're unable to play with that support, then that might be something that the manager has to look at. And obviously he has, when you look at the moment where there's 5 new players have come in, and as I say, hopefully there'll be some more.